right, here we go. It's time for Fast Track. One side of the coin, we've got the Los Angeles Lakers with Anthony Davis back for about 15 minutes tonight, back from injury, first time since Valentine's Day. We've got them winning. Other side of the coin, Dallas pulls off the game tonight. Who do you like, John?
Oh, please, heads.
Heads it is.
Nice.
All right, Mace, I will go first. No advantage, as you know.
None
goes
at all.
With that.
Yes.
Okay. Jana Kramer is a country singer and actress. She's 37. She's very attractive. Mm-hmm. And 6 years ago, she married a former NFL player named Mike Cawson. Okay. And shortly after they had been married for a couple of years, they split up. And the reason they split up is that Mike Cawson claimed he was addicted to sex.
Okay.
From people other than Jana.
Oh, and, from people other than Jana.
Yes. And he had a sex addiction. And uh-huh. She said, okay, well, I'll take you back and let's work on it together. And so they did a podcast where they talked openly about their therapy and how they worked through their problems.
That's interesting.
And blah, blah, blah. They had a couple of kids, which makes this story a little sad.
Yep.
Today, Jana Kramer announced she is filing for divorce again from Mike Cawson because of infidelity.
Yeah.
The reason I bring this up is I've always thought, and this is in no way to make light of anyone who has a real addiction issues. I think you can get addicted to alcohol. I think you can get addicted to opioids. I think you can get addicted to drugs. And,
weed.
Yeah. Michael, there's
no,
is here.
You can't physically become addicted to
okay,
weed.
But here's my question
to you
guys.
Telling yourself that.
I've always thought guys who say I am addicted to sex are really just dogs. That, you know, that you can't really get addicted to having sex with every woman you can find, and it's just an excuse. What do you guys think?
I think sex addiction is a real thing. Like, there are people that are addicted to porn,
right,
for example.
Now, that's not this. This was not him, like, having a TV in another room watching porn 24. This was he was having flings with other women.
Just a serial cheater is what you claim
Correct.
To be.
Correct. Michael, do you believe that sex addiction is a thing, or is it just a cop-out for a guy who wants to play around?
No, I think it's a real thing. I think people do have to go to treatment for it. But if a guy's married and he's doing it, it could be a problem. I think it's real.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a real thing, too. I think some people
Lindsay,
can't
Lindsay, do you think
themselves.
It's real?
Yes. I think anything that has potential like major consequences to your life that causes people to act super impulsively, that you can get addicted to it. There's people who also think you can't be addicted to shopping. I think that's totally legit.
All right, yeah. I should be more sympathetic to this guy, Mike Cawson.
I think so.
Yeah, but I understand why she cut him loose, too.
Yeah, right. She
doesn't
tried.
Have to be her problem.
Yeah, she tried. But
yeah,
tried
she
to
gave
make
it a
work.
Shot. Good
All right,
for
Mace,
her.
It's to you.
Trying. All right, John, today I went out. I don't want to name the restaurant necessarily, but I went out and I got a breakfast sandwich.
Ooh, what kind?
It was reduced fat turkey bacon and cheddar. Delicious.
Oh, so you went to Starbucks.
I was going to say.
Come
okay.
on. Why don't you get a nice breakfast burrito?
Yeah, Michael, I'm telling a story. Okay. Thank you for guiding my menu, but I've got a story. So I found in my sandwich.
Uh-oh.
No.
No.
Shrimp tails?
No, it is a little piece of what I think is a fingernail.
Okay. Oh, God, that's disgusting. Oh, my God.
I am holding it right here.
Okay.
Send a picture.
What should I do? Should I
Nothing.
Complain?
Nothing.
Should I ignore
Nothing.
It? Should Nothing. I call Mace. The corporate offices?
Ignore it.
Nothing. I asked this, I think when you were gone, I asked John and Ramon, or maybe it was even you before you left, if something like that happened to you, if you would tweet about it. And you said you would.
I did.
You have no way of proving that the fingernail came from them. They'll just say it was you or Juan, and you somehow incorporated a fingernail. There's no way to prove it.
Send the picture, Mace, because is it like a clipping of a fingernail? Like a clipping, a clear clipping.
It's not clipped. I'll tweet out a picture of it. It's disturbing.
How many bites?
Here's what you should.
How many bites into the sandwich did you have taken by the time you
The
found
last
it?
One.
Oh,
the last one.
Mace, here's what you should do. Post it on Twitter and say, I found this in my sandwich today. What do you think it is? Because that way you're not accusing them of anything.
Yeah, okay, I'll do it that way. But I'm not really squeaky wheel. I'm not going to make a huge deal out of it, but it does creep me out a little. It creeps me out, actually.
Man, probably ate some other nails in there.
Ah, Michael.
It's all right. It'll come out.
I eat there every day.
It'll come out soon. Don't worry.
Yeah. All right, Ireland, it's to you.
Okay, guys. On Tuesday, news broke that Kobe Bryant's deal with Nike had expired in April. And after 18 years of being together, they couldn't agree on terms for an extension with Vanessa Bryant and Kobe's estate. Now, Vanessa had reportedly become frustrated with how limited the availability of Bryant's shoes had been during his retirement and after his death. Now, the Bryant estate has filed trademarks for footwear, apparel, and multiple logos. The name of the company would be Mamba. So you could buy Mamba shoes, Mamba footwear.
Nice.
Don't you think this would be a monster hit? More NBA players now wears Kobe shoes than any other shoe line. Girls basketball players love Kobe shoes.
Yep.
And there may even be a Mamba Sita line as part of this.
Wow.
Now, as soon as I heard this, I wanted to buy a pair of Mambas. So a couple of questions. A, did Nike make a mistake letting Kobe go? And B, Michael, this one for you specifically, don't you think the guys like Clay that idolized Kobe would line up to be the first people to endorse the Mamba line?
No doubt about it, man. Kobe's so respected, loved, and so well-remembered and appreciated. The players would love to wear his shoes, his brand. It could be probably as big as the Jordan brand. And I can't believe Nike, maybe Kobe, maybe Vanessa, the Bryant estate wanted to leave anyway and start their own thing, which is smart. So, yeah, I think it's
going to be great.
That's what I heard. Yeah, this will be great.
That's what I heard.
Mace, wouldn't you buy a pair of Mambas if
Absolutely.
They came out?
Absolutely. This is, I mean, Nike is nuts to have not found a way to make a lifetime deal with Kobe Bryant's estate.
Yeah.
I mean, just absolutely nuts.
Maybe they tried.
Like
Maybe
crazy.
They tried, and Vanessa saw a great business opportunity.
Look, the business opportunity, you're right, Michael. They could have tried, and Vanessa said,
you know what?
We can do this ourselves.
Yeah.
But I think the Jordan brand this would compete with it. I mean, this
it's
would
possible.
Be...
Jordan brand's awful big, but it's possible. We could maybe get there.
Plus, the Jordan brand is owned by Nike.
Yeah, it's part of Nike, right.
Right, but Lindsay, what I'm saying is Nike took care of Jordan after his career ended. I think they're kind of nuts.
Well, here's what I heard. I heard that back in December, this was reported, because I'm a big sneakerhead.
Right.
And so I'm in with all this stuff. I heard back in, like, December when somebody had reported, and I'll have to remember who it was, but they reported that Kobe, a couple months before he passed away, was unhappy with his deal with Nike. And one of the reasons was because when he retired, he thought that they weren't really marketing him the way that he thought he should
right.
be as like a retired legend, whatever. And they're spending all their time and money marketing guys like Giannis and LeBron and Kyrie. And so it was that coupled with the fact that he said, you know what, maybe I'm just going to let my Nike deal expire and I'm going to start my own line. And that's something I guess he had always thought about doing. So I think those two things probably combined
Tell me where to go, what website to log on to, what store they're going to be in, and I'll buy them on the first day. I think this is going to be a mammoth success for the Kobe Bryant estate.
All right, let me see here. The Dodgers are off to an amazing start, and they're looking to repeat as World Series champions. They've won the division now 7 times in a row. They won a World Series championship. They've been to 3 World Series. Is it possible that the Dodgers are the best front office in all of professional sports?
No. Forget about the Lakers. Homer.
I will say this. I think Dr. Buss is the greatest owner in the history of professional sports.
Yeah, no question.
So Genie is an extension of that. But
baseball's more complicated, though. You've got to find a way to be good and develop talent at the same time. You've got to draft really well. All that stuff. Football, basketball, you're dealing with a 15-person roster.
Okay, so let's look at the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Dodgers have been completely dominant, as you outlined. Go to the NBA. Warriors? You know, the Warriors went to 5 straight finals.
Yeah, that is a state-of-the-art organization.
You know, they only won 3, but they went to 5 straight finals. Go to the NFL. Patriots, they were basically going to the Super Bowl every year, but then they botched the Tom Brady thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You could be right. You could be right.
No.
I mean, they are just – I'm comfortable saying the Dodgers are going to win the division
for the next 5 years. The Dodgers won the division every year, went to 3 World Series and won 1 title.
Right.
The Warriors went to 5 finals and won 3
and
titles.
Only injuries derailed them, otherwise they'll still be there.
Right.
Right, but I'm talking about the actual front office. Bob Myers done a great job at Golden State, no question about it, but – I just think if you look at what Andrew Friedman does, I think he is the smartest guy in professional sports.
How long a run has it been now since he's been there?
7 years.
7 years? Yeah, I guess they have been tough, top of the line 7 years.
Yeah, they have been.
Well, they've definitely been the best in baseball. The question of if they've been the best in all of sports is
one championship in 7 years, though, Mace? Don't you have to win multiple?
Yeah, the Patriots and Warriors won multiple titles.
Playoffs kind of a crapshoot in baseball, different from the NBA. Talent always wins.
Yeah, tell that to
the
Yankees when they won 4 out of 5.
Yeah, but boy, what is wrong with the Yankees this year? The Yankees, I mean, they were picked by everybody to go to the World Series. They're in last place.
Worst start in team history.
Yikes.
Crazy. Yeah.
All right, Ireland, it's to you.
You want to do one more? Are we done? Amanda's yelling at us if we go past.
Oh, is she? Okay, then let's cut. I do not want to be yelled at by Amanda, our boss, under no circumstances. Coming up next for you, John. The big series starts tonight. Padres-Dodgers. Anthony Davis returns for the Los Angeles Lakers. It's going to be a big night for sports in Los Angeles. Michael Thompson, I want to ask him about the way the NBA is stacking its seasons, essentially playing 3 seasons in 2 years, and whether that's a good idea. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. So I tweeted out the picture of what I found in my breakfast sandwich this morning. John, have you had a chance to look at it?
No, I'm going
to
look right now.
Lindsay, have you seen it?
Yeah, I think you're right.
You think it's a fingernail?
Yeah.
A lot of people are suggesting, like O'Shea Jackson Jr. says, definitely a tooth. Oh.
Yeah, it looks like a tooth.
Oh, if that's a tooth, I am definitely complaining. The
what
idea of having a
to
tooth.
Get out of it?
What's that?
What do you expect to get out of your complaint?
What
would
else?
You be looking for?
I'd be looking for lifetime
sandwiches. You're like sandwiches? Kramer on Seinfeld, free coffee for life?
Free.
You mean you're going to buy more sandwiches from there, Mace?
Yeah, that's a really good point, Michael. I guess I'm just looking for a large cash settlement.
Yeah, there you go. You're good at that.
Mace, you sort of tweeted it out with like a quarter next to it so we know like for
the
scale.
Size.
Oh, the size. Yeah. I would say it's really small. It's really small. Nah, it's actually decent size.
Are you feeling a little queasy knowing that you ate all that fingernails?
I'm actually feeling, as soon as I saw people suggesting it was a tooth, I was like, oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does
did
look
I really
like a tooth.
Eat a tooth?
Well, right, Mace, I think you could figure it out really easily. Just go back there and look around and see if anybody's
chunk toothless.
Of a tooth.
Oh, but they have masks on. You can't.
Yeah, no. Yeah, without masks on, how did it get in there? It had to be in the preparation of it wherever they get those sandwiches from because they don't make those at that place.
Right.
They get sent those things from another place, and then they just heat them up.
Uh-huh.
But, if that's a tooth, I'm super grossed out. All right, so, Michael, here's one of the things that we brought up this morning.
I heard you.
Or this afternoon. You heard already?
I
well, let
heard
me
you.
Let me set it up for the people. Let me set it up
whiny.
For the people, Michael.
Go ahead.
Let me set it up for the people. If people are just tuning in, they want to understand it. So, the NBA has announced that its new season will start in October. As opposed to a Christmas, which what I expected they were going to go to that schedule all along. Because they played a short season, then the bubble season, and then another season, and they're adding a third, they're basically going to wind up playing 3 seasons in 2 years. Is that smart? Is that in the best interest of players to try to play 3 seasons in 2 years? A lot of teams now, 5 games in 7 days, compacted in. Isn't that just an invitation for more load management, Michael?
In case you haven't noticed, load management started, 7, 8 years ago with San Antonio, and it caught on, and it hasn't stopped even with the regular schedule. So, yeah, they got to get back to the normal schedule. What you fail to understand, Mace, is the people who pay the freight to afford these guys $10 million a year average salary is television. And television wants the season to end in June. They don't want the season to be going into August and September, competing against, like Ireland said, football. Television pays the freight. You got to do what television says. Plus, these players are babies. They can handle it. I keep telling you, the games don't wear you out. It's what you do between games that make you tired. If you practice too much, if you don't take care of your body by getting the proper rest and proper nutrition, that's what wears you out, not the games.
So, Michael, I know you used to, like, after a game.
Go home in my covered wagon. That's
you
right.
You would get into a covered wagon, and they would, by horse, take you to the next city. And, by the way, very small covered, so you had to be all crunched up
exactly.
And punched up in there.
That's right.
And still found a way to play.
Yes.
The world has changed, Michael.
So? What do you mean?
The world has changed. Now there is sports science. There are people that are, I mean, you know this.
How the NBA has changed.
The Warriors all have these little things in their jerseys to tell them exactly how far they've run.
This is how much the NBA has coddled these players. For the better. I'm not complaining. I think it's good. They've cut back on practices, which they should. They now fly private, so they don't have to travel early in the morning, which gives them more rest. They have about 20 people on staff, masseuses, whatever you say. You got all kind of trainers. They got nutritionists to help these players in recovery. So don't give me that. These guys have it so good now, it's ridiculous. And why healthy players sit out of games, I will never know.
I understand it this year. I understand it next year. I think a lot of All-Stars have sat this year. I think they've missed 15% of games, the players that actually made the All-Star teams this year. And by doing it this way, by restarting a season, by bringing a season on that quickly, you're again giving players a really short turnaround to get ready for a new year.
When you see games advertised on ESPN or TNT for the next game,
yeah.
Do they put up there the Boston Celtics versus the Philadelphia Sixers, or do they put Jason Tatum versus Joel Embiid?
Michael, let's
say they highlight the stars.
I'm going to the Dodger game on Saturday night. Let's say they decide to give Mookie Betts a day off.
Well, which I don't like.
I mean, but players do take – I mean, they're playing six games in 7 days. There are players that rest.
Steve Garvey never did it. Cal Ripken never did it.
Bet their managers gave him a day off when they were scuffling. Not Ripken, obviously.
Yeah, and Steve Garvey played in 1,100 straight games.
And they also didn't make tens of millions of dollars.
Right.
Hey, Michael, did you see the Hail Mary shot by Joel Embiid at the end of the game? That was my question. Would that have been, had it gone in, the greatest shot in regular season
history? Oh, yeah. If that would have gone in, the greatest shot to end a regular season game ever if that had gone in.
If you haven't seen it, folks, Embiid, and I'm not embellishing here, Chris Paul makes a free throw to put Phoenix up by three. There's 2 seconds to go in the game. He misses the second one, and Embiid knows he has no time to go 90 feet the other way.
0.8 seconds.
Is that it? Was less than a second?
0.8 seconds. And so he got it off on time.
Yeah, he takes the ball and just shot puts it to the other end of the court.
A football quarterback pass.
And it bounces off the backboard, actually goes into the cylinder.
Yeah.
And rims out.
Oh. Can you imagine?
It would have been a three to send the game into overtime.
Yeah.
Michael, I was trying to think. I think the greatest shot in NBA playoff history is the one that Kawhi made to knock Philadelphia out when he was
the
in
bounce
Toronto.
One, the one that just bounced straight
bounce,
up.
Bounce, and that was in a game seven and knocked Philadelphia out.
Yeah, that's the pass Jerry West's 60-footer.
Jerry West 60-footer just sent the game into overtime, and if I remember correctly, the Lakers lost.
Yeah, you're right.
So, but Kawhi's bouncing in, knocked the Sixers out, and then his team, Toronto, went on to win the title.
Yeah.
So I think
I think the best shot ever in NBA playoff history is Michael.
Kyrie.
Yep, Kyrie's shot in game seven.
Oh, that still hurts, Lindsay.
By the way, shot, I'm looking at that Embiid shot again. That is so close to going in.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was basically in. Yeah, it was basically in and rattled out.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm like Michael, that was impressive that he even got it there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to throw a ball that far.
Yeah, on target like that. You're right. Yeah. That would have been the greatest shot in regular season history.
Yeah. Is Embiid still in the MVP race, or is it completely locked up by Nikola Jokic?
He's back in it now. It's him and Jokic because Embiid's playing every day. Harden's out because he's missing. He looks like
he's
going to be
Michael,
out.
Okay, so Michael, let me make an argument here.
All right.
Embiid and LeBron have played exactly the same amount of games now. So why, if Embiid's in, is LeBron in?
Well, because Embiid's not there down the stretch. Looks like LeBron's not going to be down the stretch. Embiid's now in games that, like Mason would say, now that really matter because you're playing for that best record. And so I think that puts him back in the picture ahead of LeBron.
Yeah, I agree. Plus, in the end, I mean, given the fact that he's back now,
crunch time.
He's going to play a bunch more games than LeBron is if he plays the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's a two-horse race, but I think
who's playing in the Olympics this year?
Well, everybody
short season. Who's going?
Everybody wants to go. That's the thing is because a lot of these guys, a lot of the veterans like Steph, LeBron, all the guys we know, the superstars, maybe even Anthony Davis. They know that this is their last go around for a gold medal, so they're all going to want to go. Plus, you got to remember this team is so good. They only got to play 10 or 15 minutes a game to blow teams out. Nobody has to be out there for 35 minutes.
Yeah, but there's the travel. There's
Have you seen how these guys travel?
Better than President Biden. Do you really want, when you've got a compressed season and you just came off a compacted season, do you really want your guys to go to Japan and play in the Olympics?
Yes, because it's
and
not
gas
that,
themselves.
It's not strenuous, Mace. They play 15 minutes a game. They're so good. This team is so loaded. Everybody, the first two teams who are all pro NBA who are not foreigners, all the Americans are going to want to go to Tokyo. They're all going to accept the invitation this year.
You think everyone is going to say yes?
I disagree.
Who do you think is going to back out?
The only person that has said yes that I've heard of is Kawhi.
Lillard says he wants to go. Steph says he wants to be on the team. Kawhi says he'll go on the team. Let's see who else. Paul George wants to go. All the superstars.
I think if it turns out to be a Lakers-Nets final, which is what I'm predicting, then some of those star players.
No. Three of them want to go. They all said they want to go.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, but I'll put the usual bet on it, Mortimer.
$1?
$1.
All right, so you're saying LeBron,
everybody,
AD.
They're all going to be there.
Kyrie, Durant, and Harden all go, five.
And the thing about it is some of these guys won't get picked because the team is so deep.
Well, which one of those guys wouldn't get picked?
Well, you're right about that.
Come on. Yeah, that might be the starting lineup.
What are you going to do about Devin Booker? Donovan Mitchell?
Backups.
Well, how many people are you going to take in Iron? You only can take 12. You can't take 15.
Right.
So right now, do your Olympic team guards.
Well, there will be enough guys. It's just like, will LeBron go?
Yeah, he wants to go because this is his last time for a gold medal. He's already said he would like to go. He says he's going to wait, but we know because Popovich, one of his favorites, is coaching too. He's going to go.
Yeah.
But hey, because it's the Olympics, Michael, do you think they'll put Melo on the team?
No, I don't think. I think Melo said in Rio that was his last go around.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's got four gold medals. How
yeah, he's got
that?
Four gold medals, exactly.
And you say exactly. You say he's never won anything, Mace.
Who?
You.
I'm not guy that if you don't win a ring, you're worthless. You guys are that.
Well, that's true.
You guys are, if you don't have a ring, what's the point?
Well, that's not exactly true, because Patrick Ewing and Barkley, Malone, those kind of guys are legends, but they're different levels to legends, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. You guys look down on anybody that has one.
No, we don't look down
on
them.
Coming up next for you, Michael, I want to ask you about the big fight that's coming up on June the 5th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get into that coming up next for you. Plus, we got Radio Tinder at 2:45, Mason in Ireland, along with Michael Thompson hanging out, 710 ESPN. All that stuff that he just said. That. You know, I decided I would make a new phrase.
You know who that is singing, by the way, don't you?
How about, I'll just go Tom Waits.
Michael, do you know who this is singing?
Let me see.
Listen carefully.
Huh, I like the song. I like the tune. Yeah, who is that?
It is
Bruce
Troy
Willis.
Aikman.
Troy Aikman. That's right.
Troy
pretty
Aikman.
Good. Yeah.
Was this his biggest hit?
It was his only hit.
Yeah, I like
you
some.
You know what? That's totally credible.
Yeah, I like some country music, man. Some of that stuff's good.
I like country music. They give themselves a lot of awards. Have you ever noticed that? There's always a Country Music Awards, Country Music Association, Old Opry, whatever that stuff is.
The Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, Grand Ole Opry. They're constantly giving themselves stuff. All right, so Michael.
Yeah.
The big fight.
Yeah, I heard.
This is exciting to some, maybe not necessarily to you, but on June the 5th, Jake Paul will be fighting.
I thought it was Logan Paul.
Which one is it? We went
it
through this
Logan
before
Paul,
the show.
His older
it is
brother.
Okay. Logan Paul is fighting Floyd Mayweather Jr. And the deal on this is Mayweather's got to fight at 160. Paul can go as high as 190 for the fight.
Yeah.
Now, I would think, and I'm rooting for Mayweather to just tattoo this kid. Will he?
That's a great question. Obviously, Mayweather's the accomplished boxer, but he is 45 years of age. Paul has a lot of youth and size on him. He's not as polished a fighter as Floyd is, of course, even at 45. So if I'm Logan Paul, and I'm going to get in there with a guy who knows how to punch and stuff like that, how Floyd does, I'm just going to try to maul him, use my size on him, and make it a phone booth fight. You can't stay on the outside and try to out-slick Floyd. That's his style. So,
but do you think Logan Paul, YouTube influencer, is smart enough to figure out a game plan for a fight against Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah, that's Logan, the only Logan, game plan he has.
Yeah, Logan Paul's actually not bad in the ring. Have you watched him at all?
Yeah, but compared to real fighters.
I've seen, like, clips. Yeah. I don't know.
If you put him in the ring with Canelo, Canelo will beat him, knock him out in 30 seconds.
I didn't pay to see the Jake Paul fight this weekend.
But you know what?
Anybody can look good sparring against nobody.
Right. And I'm intrigued. I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to watch it because of because of the spectacle of the whole thing.
Well, I'll tell you what. If they do like they did last time, like, for example, when they did the Jake Paul fight, with the washed-up MMA guy, they had a bunch of musical performers leading up. They had Justin Bieber, and they had Doja Cat, and they had a bunch of performers leading up to it, which was apparently made it a pretty good show. That's what it takes to get people to watch boxing. But for the pre-show, it probably is worth buying.
Yeah, I'll buy it. Yeah, I think it's all for entertainment, and I want to see how Floyd, a 45, 46-year-old Floyd, looks against a young novice and what kind of game plan Logan Paul's going to have to try to neutralize Floyd's boxing skills. I'm intrigued.
By the way, this thing that I found in my sandwich this morning, a lot of people responding to this.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at some of the replies. Tooth is the most popular choice. Corn kernel. Shay says definitely a tooth. It's Vivian's tooth. That's very funny. tooth, fingernail, tooth. It's either a tooth or a fingernail.
Mm-hmm.
So don't you think I should do something about this?
Like what? Complain and then what?
Complain and
maybe
and
reply to your own tweet and say, well, at Starbucks, what do you think?
See, I don't want to be the guy that throws Starbucks under
the bus. But they didn't make the sandwich. It's not their fault.
Well, no, it's their sandwich. Somebody, I mean, their supplier made it.
Yeah.
What if I do it, Mace?
What? If you take over and pretend you're me and say you've got a fingernail in your sandwich?
No, no, no. If I reply to the thread and say, well, I don't know, what do you think, Starbucks?
Ireland, what do you think of that plan?
Then you don't look like the bad
guy. I don't understand what your end game is. What do you want to get out of it at the end?
I want them to stop putting fingernails in people's sandwiches.
I don't think they did it intentionally.
I think at the very least you should get a refund for the sandwich.
Yeah, I should get a refund for the sandwich, don't you think?
Who cares?
Have you got another sandwich? Would you eat it?
I should get a replacement. No,
wait, you want to keep eating the sandwich that has the tooth in it?
It's a good sandwich.
Have you ever eaten any food and found a hair in the food?
Yeah. I'll do one worse. I found a bug in a salad once.
That's not bad, because it's not the bug's fault. Bug doesn't.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, a bug in a salad.
Yeah, you're supposed to wash those, Lindsay, and put them in a salad spinner before you serve them, right?
Yeah, that.
But
was
a bug
rough.
Could have just fallen in out of the air.
Yeah,
I'll tell you another thing that's weird and that you should stay away from. I'm not saying stay away from Starbucks, even though there's fingernail in the sandwich.
Extra protein.
Yeah, sure. There's a TikToker who has put out a TikTok that shows what a Subway steak sandwich looks like. And after watching it, you will never order a steak sandwich again.
Why? What's wrong with the way it looks?
It's like a brick of brown substance. You could throw it like a football. It comes in like a brick. And you could throw it like a football. And then they start tearing it up.
Oh,
it's sort of dry and
nasty.
I mean, I could never get the steak sandwich after seeing that. These TikTok people have unveiled. Like, for example, I showed you, Jorge, what the barbecue McRib sandwich looks like before they do it up.
But I didn't even watch it. I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
No. I didn't.
Yeah. Trust me. You should stay. If you ever want to eat one of those things, you should stay away from it. And if you watch this steak sandwich thing, you will never get a steak sandwich again at Subway under any circumstances. But I'm still thinking, what do you think I should do? 877-710-ESPN. It's an interesting dilemma that I find myself in.
Yeah, that's like before the pandemic. If I ran to a place of fixed burgers or sandwiches and they weren't wearing sanitation gloves, I would just leave.
You're saying before there was ever a COVID?
Yeah.
The pandemic.
Because some burger joints would have the gloves on, like Subway would have, and Quiznos would have the gloves on to fix your food but some of them don't. I mean, like some places don't. I say I can't handle it.
You know, what's interesting about that is I talked to, on the Culture Pop podcast, I talked to an actor who's in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Coleman Domingo, and they went through all kinds of COVID protocols when they made the movie, which Chadwick Boseman is going to win Best Actor for on Sunday night at the Oscars. And he says he thinks they've always, film sets have always been kind of gross and they needed to clean up. And he hopes that a lot of this stuff stays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the craft services cart where everybody's just handling stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, all that stuff is kind of filthy. So maybe we'll all get a little bit more neat. I know handshakes are definitely going to weigh out. I see you guys at a Lakers game coming up, and I will not handshake. I will give you just a little salute.
That's why people would go to a sushi bar and I would watch the sushi chefs making the food, sushi with his bare hands. I go, how do you people eat that?
Well, sushi chefs is a little bit different.
Oh, come on.
No, because you're slicing up. You need to have a good feel because you're slicing up.
He's got his fingers all in the rice, and he's putting it all in the thing. Oh, that's gross.
Ireland, don't you think a sushi chef is different than a regular chef?
What, you think they're clean like a surgeon?
Yeah, he's dealing with raw food anyway.
Ugh.
Did you guys see the picture that they just sent, that somebody sent? Darren Rovell said there's a new cheeseburger sub at the Chargers and Ram games for the upcoming season, and somebody sent us a picture. Lindsay and Mason, have you seen this?
No.
A cheeseburger sub?
Yeah, check your mentions. It looks pretty brutal.
Really?
It's brutal in what way?
Well, it's like a cheeseburger, except it's on a submarine roll.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
What's wrong with that?
That actually looks friggin' delicious.
Yeah, sounds good. Ireland, what's wrong with that?
It is like a hot dog bun, like a big, one of those
like a Subway sandwich.
I need to see how big it is. Yesterday, I shared with these guys a slice of pizza that they were serving in the arena in Philadelphia that was literally bigger than, like, your entire chest.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah. So I don't.
Yeah, that was crazy.
This has that look. Is this thing like 2 feet long?
Well, you can share it.
Yeah,
with
I don't know. I don't know why, Michael. Why we've decided that ball games are the one time that we want to throw out all
eat
the
like
rules
pigs.
And eat stuff that is way too big for us and kind of gross, kind of weird. I've never been the gross, weird, big food ordering guy. Like, I'm going to the game on Saturday.
You just tweeted this picture and wrote, "I'm all in."
Yeah, on that sandwich, yeah. I split it four ways.
What are you going to get at Dodger game? Dodger dogs?
The Michelada dog. You have to try the Michelada dog.
Is it good?
Michelada sausage. I don't know. Well, you're going to go. I haven't been there.
Okay, the Michelada sausage. I will try. But I'm a Dodger dog guy. I'm a Dodger dog.
They're overrated.
Diet Coke and some nachos.
I had a Dodger dog. I could make that at home.
Well, Michael, the problem is you probably got a boiled one. You got to go. There's only two places in the stadium that serve the grilled.
Oh, the grilled Dodger dogs.
The grilled Dodger dogs are what you got to find.
Well, why wouldn't they have that like all over the stadium?
It's cheaper to boil them.
Yeah,
it's cheaper to just boil them up. All right, coming up next for you, we've got Radio Tinder, as I'm told, the highest rated portion of Mason in Ireland. And then at 3 o'clock, they're at it again. There's a new word that everybody is supposed to stop using. I will tell you what that is at 3 o'clock. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Here we go. It is Radio Tinder time. Linz, what do you got for us?
All right. Well, what I've got is a question. What do Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Carrie Underwood all have in common?
They were all judges on some singing show.
On
That's
American
correct.
Idol, right?
Yes, American Idol. But besides that, these artists may all be the latest to call Las Vegas their home. Las Vegas's upcoming resort world shared a new video featuring the three celebrities teasing they're about to be part of a big Vegas nightlife with future concert residencies. Mm. Famous DJs Tiesto and Zedd will serve as the resident DJs at the Zool nightclub and the IU Day Club. However, details of Katie, Luke, and Carrie's potential residencies have not yet been completely revealed. Would you go to Vegas to see any of these stars? Swipe
all
left or swipe right?
Sure, I'd go to all of them.
So it's Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, Carrie Underwood.
Yep.
Shows in Vegas are great because most of the time you've been drinking, you've been gambling, you've been having fun. It's a small venue. And by the way, if I was an artist, Mace, this is what I would
do. Oh, you can just make so much money.
Because you can make tons of bank and you don't have to get on a plane and they'll set you up in the penthouse suite. I'm in for all three of them.
Celine Dion was doing shows for like 5 years, every night, twice a night. I'd go see all three of them too. I think they all sound good. Those residency shows are actually pretty good. Like I saw Elton John in his residency. I never saw Celine Dion. Did you ever see Celine Dion, John?
No, Lisa did though.
Yeah, yeah. She did a long-running one. Yeah, I'd go for it. I like the residency thing, and it's a good way for performers to make bank, for sure.
I've never been to a show in Vegas because I've only been to Vegas once in my life, but I would love to see all of them. And Celine Dion is supposedly she's probably in the works to come back and continue her longest residency ever in Vegas.
Plus, there's all the Cirque du Soleil shows. There's Wandango and
Australian Thunder from Down Under.
Funimicious. Australian Thunder Down Under.
Wait a minute, Lindsay. You went to Las Vegas once in your life, and you went to Australian Thunder Down Under?
No, I never went. I've never been to a show. I only went once for work.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
you know,
Vegas. Vegas can be really
Wilder
fun. Vegas can be really fun for sure.
If I were to go back though, for fun, I would want to go when there's a boxing match, because when I went, it was for work for the Deontay Wilder fight back in November of 2019. Oh my God, it was the craziest thing ever. You could just hear the punches like up close like that. It was nuts. I'd love to see another boxing match live. All right, next one. Speaking of boxing, Drake has been a trending topic of conversation after he shared a thirst trap of himself in the gym. Michael, do you know what a thirst trap is?
Thirst trap is someone like Mace who keeps promoting himself.
No.
Mace, do you know what a thirst trap is?
Thirst trap is when you're working out and you get really thirsty.
Ireland, do you have an idea what a thirst trap is?
I know exactly what a thirst trap is. It's when you send out a picture of yourself tantalizing others.
That's what I just said about Mace.
How you look, or you're trying to attract someone.
There you go.
That's what it is?
Yeah. When you're trying to get people to look at you, like, hey, look at me. I'm all sexy and whatever.
Well, that's what I said.
So you just said it was just somebody trying to promote themselves.
Well,
you're on the right track.
Yeah. You're in the ballpark, Michael,
Thank you.
All right. Let's be frank. You were wrong.
Yesterday, Drake, he's 34.
Yep.
He showed off his buff physique while posing shirtless with his friends in the gym. You know, he was doing like the flexing his muscles and everything.
Yeah.
Total thirst trap. A lot of fans were totally blown away by Drake's impressive physique, and others believe it was too good to be true. Some fans took to social media speculating that Drake has had liposuction, and is actually a popular rumor in the industry, as DJ Funk Flex recently appeared on a podcast saying that he recently had lipo after hearing that Kanye West, Drake, and LL Cool J did. So liposuction is usually considered to be a procedure that mainly women have.
Yes.
You guys are all men. Would any of you guys ever get lipo, or do you think it's weird for men to get it?
Put it this way. My dad had a really big belly. He used to walk around and he'd pat it and he'd say, I earned this. I earned it. What I got, I earned. I don't need to lipo that stuff.
Is Dr. Grant Stevens still an advertiser on our station?
Yes, he's not advertising right now, but he's a regular friend of the show.
So when
sure.
we were doing regular commercials for Cool Sculpting,
yep.
I went in and tried it. I can't remember, Mace. Did you do it?
I did it probably 3 times.
Okay, so I did it once. Which is basically, Lindsay, it's a form of liposuction.
No, it's not. It's a freezer thing that freezes fat cells and they die.
It's not a good thing.
Freeze the fat.
But it's the
it is a good thing. It worked.
It's the same. You're going for the same desired result. And I have zero problem with it. I have no problem when people get plastic surgery. I have no problem when people get, you know, fake, enhance their upper body strength if they're girls, whatever you want to do. Whatever you be you, if it makes you feel better, if liposuction makes you feel better, I'm not holding it against you. Go for it.
Lindsay, as a woman, how do you feel about a guy that has lipo?
I don't know. That's why I asked you guys. Like, I'm on the fence about it because while, like you said, John, I think, you know, everybody should be able to do what makes them feel good. And I think a lot of women tend to get liposuction or like that tummy tuck procedure after they have children.
Sure.
And I feel like for men, if it's a last resort, then yeah. I think, you know, if that's what you want to do to, you know, to get those extra couple pounds, then I think it's okay. But I find it a little odd that like these super famous people, you know, when they come out of the pandemic looking completely different, because I feel like, you know, I don't know. It just seems like there's better ways to do it.
Yeah, it's better to do it naturally by changing your diet and getting to the gym every day.
You know, my weight, unfortunately, went back up. I started at the pandemic. I got to 217. I got down to 198, and now I'm at 204. So I'm right in the middle.
All those fish tacos in Mexico, man. What do you expect?
It's fish tacos, exactly. Exactly.
Fish tacos are healthy compared to those tooth sandwiches you've been eating.
That's true.
Double tortilla and Mexican.
I don't think the tooth sandwich. All right, you got one more?
All right, so last one here. Apple recently unveiled their newest accessory, a tracking device called the AirTag, which allows you to track down objects like wallets, bags, and keys using Apple's Find My app. It's about the size of a quarter, and it's got like a little hook on it, so you can hook it onto any of those things. A single AirTag costs $29, and you can get a four-pack for $99. And it doesn't come with any sort of holder. You just get like a naked disc, so that means you're probably going to want an accessory for your accessory, and those cost anywhere from like $50 to $200. Do you think that you would ever buy an Apple AirTag? Swipe left or swipe right?
Don't think I need it, but I think
it'll be
a hit. It
holds a disc.
Well, no, the AirTag itself is a disc that is used as a tracker, and then you download the subsequent app, so that way you can attach it to your key ring or your backpack or your purse.
Oh, so you always know where your phone is.
Yes.
Got it. Well, I already have Find My iPhone. So do I still need this?
No. You put it on a something like in your wallet.
I'm not doing any of this. I'm not doing any of this. I don't need little keys all over the way keeping track of everything I'm doing. I don't need that.
Yeah, I'm with Mason.
I don't lose enough stuff. Yeah.
Michael, how about you?
No, I'm very good about keeping my wallet and keys and not putting them right in a specific place. So I never lose them.
Yeah, I always put them in the same place. I'll tell you what, though. I am deeply unorganized.
You are?
Yeah, I am the least organized person I have ever met.
Like your room is a mess?
My desk where I do the show is a total mess. There's pictures, there's scripts, there's books,
rundowns printed horizontally.
I print up my rundown looking weird. I've got Tweet Deck, 4 or 5 Safari windows, 5 Word docs open right now, my email. I mean, that's the way my mind works. I'm just a little nuts that way. So John, you're highly organized.
Yep.
Me too.
Take a lot of pride in being organized and not losing stuff. So I don't think I need the AirTag.
I have a good idea though for an AirTag. If I would ever buy one, I'd put it on my dog's collar.
Because
then if you lose your dog,
that is a good idea.
If your dog runs away, you could track it with your phone. Like, how is that not a thing yet, right?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Good idea.
What if somebody would slip one of these things in your purse, though, when you're out, Lindsay?
That's exactly
weird.
Right.
This is weird. This is creepy.
Big Brother George, that's a very good point.
But wait a minute. Even more than that, John. If there are these little trackers things that you can attach to the underside of a car.
See?
So you know where your spouse is at all times.
Well, you know, there was somebody famous that did that. He thought his wife might be cheating.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
It was Michael Strahan, right?
It might have been.
It was in a dispute with his wife. It's now his ex-wife. And he did that. He put like a tracker on her. And that's how he caught her doing something she wasn't supposed to be doing.
Jeez.
If you need to put a tracking device on your spouse, they probably shouldn't be your spouse.
Probably shouldn't be your spouse, exactly. If you have that level of trust, it's probably not working. Hey, I wanted to mention, in fact, normally they sponsor Fast Track. Today they're sponsoring Radio Tinder. We thank our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. Got a car that's just sitting around not being used? Bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota, the house of yes. All right, coming up next for you, a new word that we're supposed to stop using. Michael Thompson, you will love this. Mm-hmm. Plus, the pitching matchups are just incredible for Padres-Dodgers starting tonight. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.